The EPA hasn't done a major overhaul of its lead and copper rule since it was first put into place in 1991. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced the proposed changes at a press conference in Green Bay yesterday. He says the new rule would require lead testing of the water at schools and daycare centers.
We want to make sure that the parents of those children know what the lead content is in the water where they send their children every day. These are major new steps to protect the most vulnerable among us.
A study released in April gave Wisconsin an F for preventing lead in school drinking water. Some environmental groups have said the rule changes don't go far enough, and the EPA should focus on removing lead pipes from drinking water systems. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.